This Friday is just like last Friday.
Good Friday morning to you.
Let's get this party started.
Let's party.
Okay, party people.
I love working here.
What are you going to wear on casual Friday?
If you buy me a beer, I'll see what I can work up.
Tonga!
Take a beer and two olives to stuff in my ears.
You know what? I shouldn't have had that eighth beer.
Today's radio show is sponsored by alcohol.
Showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Good morning and welcome. The Lauren and Wally Morning Show is on the air here for WROR. It is Friday morning and everyone's looking really spiffy this morning.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me, Lauren. That guy's going to say more stuff now.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah. So you know.
Okay. Well, things we have coming
up. What, does he only work on Fridays?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What do we have going on in this world? It's an amazing thing. Okay. Cosby's found guilty.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Okay. Accusations about Tom Brokaw.
That I just found out. I mean, you go to bed these days, and the next day, everything.
I know.
You wake up with Tom Brokaw's hands all over you.
I know. It's an amazing thing. Let me see.
That's not funny.
No.
We got that. We'll cover all that in Dirty Laundry for you this morning. This is just
particularly amazing. Filthy today, everybody.
It is. 7:45 report coming up for you here. Now, let me see. Celts. Milwaukee forces game 7. Tough loss last night.
The good news for the Celtics is the home team has won every game in the series.
That's right.
And they're playing at home in game 7.
Okay. Now, we got that coming up today. Who did the Pats take in the first round of the NFL draft? We got all that coming up for you this morning. Now, let me see. You've heard of the one-night stand? The latest thing
is...
Yeah. Hey, you perked up.
Okay. Heard of it. You invented it.
Now I'm paying attention.
Okay.
Just started with that.
The latest thing is the several night stand.
Oh.
We'll share that with you here this morning. And
That's dating.
What about the promposal? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's amazing, the promposals these days. I mean, what seemed to start as like something that you just read about on Instagram has now swept the nation. And the things that people are doing...
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yep, unbelievable. We got that report coming up today. Today is Arbor Day, so go out and plant a tree. And we got your men from Maine at 6:20 and 7:20. The Brian Bell Buster is coming up this morning. What first one is coming up 6:50. What are we doing today?
Yeah, I'm going to call a mom because her son wanted to get her, and I'm going to tell her that her son has actually made a traveling Fortnite team. It's the game all the kids are playing these days.
Gotcha. Okay, all of that is coming up. And, of course, win a grand in 60 seconds coming up. First chance to play that at 5:50 this morning, right here at WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's meet our contestant this morning. Our player comes to us from West Roxbury, Massachusetts. She just happens to be a service rep for Verizon. Her name is Mary Glenn. Good morning, Mary, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, you understand what's going to be happening here, I assume, that LB is going to take 60 seconds to ask you 10 questions. If you can answer all of those 10 questions correctly within 60 seconds, you're going to win $1,000 in cash.
Yeah.
Okay, now if you come to a question that you're not sure of, immediately say pass, move on. At the end, if we have time left over, we go back and pick those up. You understand all of that?
Yep, sure do.
And you work for Verizon? Number two is going to be super easy for you.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, good.
Everybody's set. So here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
In the nursery rhyme, why did Jack and Jill go up the hill? Why did they go?
To fetch a pail of water.
On a touch tone phone, what key has the letter S on it?
Oh, why did they say, T.
True or false?
Oh, sorry, 9.
True or false? A dentist was the first person to add sugar to chewing gum.
False.
Who is the captain of the Bruins?
I pass.
What is the company GoPro known for making?
Windows.
What Led Zeppelin song features the lyric, I got a little woman and she won't be true?
Pass.
At what store would you purchase Kirkland signature products?
Home Depot.
In The Simpsons, what's the name of the bar where Homer hangs out?
Pass.
How many ounces are in a pound?
16.
How many times has Jennifer Lawrence won the Academy Award for Best Actress?
3.
Okay. Oh.
Time is up. Time is up.
Wow. I got jinxed you with number 2.
Okay, you got to 9 of them, and you had 2 correct.
No, she got through them all. I think she got through them all, right?
Them all.
Oh, boy.
All right, that's okay. Let's tell you what you got wrong so you can learn from your mistakes. On a touchdown phone.
So don't let this happen next time. Okay.
I'm just really nervous.
Review.
Isn't it?
Review.
It's so stressful. You think you're nervous. I'm super nervous. On a touchdown phone, what key has the letter S on it? 7. It is true that a dentist was the first person to add sugar to chewing gum. Great business plan, by the way. The captain of the Bruins is Zdeno Chara. I didn't even know that. The company known GoPro is known for making is they make cameras. And the Led Zeppelin song featuring the lyric, "I got a little woman and she won't be true. Hey, hey, what can I do?" Costco is where you can get Kirkland signature products. Moe's is where Homer hangs out in The Simpsons. And Jennifer Lawrence has won the Academy Award just one time for Best Actress.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay.
But however, that's okay.
No problem, because we have a consolation prize.
See?
You're going to enjoy
you
this
win.
Great deal. You're going to see Styx along with Joan Jett. And it's going to be a great concert. Coming up June 27, Blue Hills Bank Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. And anybody else, now, if you think you got what it takes to face the challenge, win a grand in 60 seconds, log on to WRR.com. Good luck, and we'll let you know if you get a chance to play. Hey, have a great day. Thanks for playing this morning, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So, you ready? 620 men for Main Air Body. Here we go, as promised.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem has big plans for the weekend, so he drops by the Bangor Apothecary and Live Bait Shop looking for some condoms when we hear...
Well, hi there, I'm Wal Green. How can I help you?
I'd like to get me a pack of condoms, please.
Oh, I see. Well, what size do you need?
Oh, I don't rightly know.
Well, I tell you what. You see this board here with the different size holes cut into it? Well, this is a condom sizer. You take this into the men's room and figure out what size you need, and come on back out and we'll fix you right up.
Okay.
About 30 minutes later, Lem returns from the men's room and we hear...
So, what size do you think you need?
Well, as a matter of fact, I changed my mind. I'm not going to get condoms after.
Oh, okay.
But tell me something.
Yeah?
How much would it cost me for about 10 feet of that boa?
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show, and this is an amazing report. This happened right in LBF's own hometown.
Down the street.
Right down the
street. I'm ashamed of you, Canton.
Right around the corner from where she lives. Okay.
Anyway, I was reading the Canton Citizen, and oh my God, so... houses began to flood inexplicably in this area of Canton right off Dedham Street, this little kind of like, you know, neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so the people at the DPW went down to check out the storm drain that was causing a problem. Oh, guess what? Guess what they found? They found more than 3,600 feet of pipe was jam-packed with plastic baggies full of dog poo.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Okay, now see, that's over half a mile.
Right. We have the DPW talking about it.
Okay, let's hear it. Here's what they had to say.
500 yards of smelling foulness I can't even imagine. Or maybe I just don't want to. 500 yards. That's the length of 5 football fields. Just shy of half a mile.
Now, a lot of people didn't realize that Morgan Freeman is the head of the DPW.
That's red from the DPW.
Really
yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, so not only was it disgusting, but the DPW superintendent, Mike Trotta, said it was expensive and it cost the cost for the town basically $9,000. $9,000 because somebody decided that they were going to take their doggy bag full of poo over years and just push it down the storm drain where there's a little sign, because I go outside occasionally.
And it's,
has a little fish on it. It says, don't dump.
Now, don't you wonder if the dog was a Chihuahua or a Great Dane?
That's right.
No, I want to know, is it like, do you think it's one bad person that's been doing it for years and years and years? Or is it like a whole bunch of dog walkers that are like, it seems like a good idea?
I can't imagine that many people would think it would be okay to do something like this. The headline in The Citizen is misguided dog owners create expensive flooding situation. They should be called local monsters really mess up the sewer system.
All right. Can we DNA test it and narrow down what dogs it might be?
I bet you could. You know, if they can find the Golden State Killer, they can figure out who this is.
Maybe this is your life's work.
Maybe it is. One woman's obsessed with dogs.
You better get some gloves.
Anyway, the point is that don't... Just in case you don't know this, most the storm drains lead to a body of water that usually
That's
is
right.
fresh water. And
That's
you
right.
can't, so bad enough that you would throw any sort of waste down there. But even worse is to throw plastic bags full of waste down there. It was completely clogged. It took them 4 days. To take, it was the most disgusting
okay.
job ever. I
Everybody
guess.
Knows that those storm drains are made for getting rid of the oil when you change the oil.
Oh
in your
my
car.
God, Lauren
hey,
Owens!
Hey! Okay, Hank, what's going on, man?
On the upside, nobody stepped in all that stuff. That's good.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, it's official. It's going back to Jersey Street. Yawkey Way will be no more. The signs will be coming down. Actually, it's only been Yawkey Way since 1977 because Tom Yawkey died in 1976. So a year after his death, they went ahead and they changed the name of Jersey Street to Yawkey Way. And then, of course, the voting took place. And because of the racial history of the Boston Red Sox and the stories about Tom Yawkey, they made the change.
Yeah.
So
John Henry was the one who suggested it. And it was a unanimous vote. And people have been really on either side. People have said, you know, definitely change it. There's no need to have a street named after a guy who was in charge of a baseball club, which was the last to integrate its teams. It took like 12 years, apparently. But then on the other hand, and this is the thing with life, is it's always sort of gray. His legacy may have been one where he is known as being racist, but he has a foundation that has helped so many nonprofits and people. And so they're afraid that by tainting this and tainting his name and then taking away Yawkey Way, it's going to affect the money that comes into the Yawkey Foundation.
You have to be willing to separate the man from the foundation because the foundation has done enormous good.
I think people have, though, because I think it's been pretty much common knowledge that Yawkey was really not that nice of a guy, but his foundation was nice.
And Hank was telling me that he thinks that most of the magnanimous things that came through the foundation may have been inspired by Gene Yawkey.
Gene Yawkey, he died in 1976. I don't know what that word means, but she did a lot of good work.
She did a lot of good work,
so, yeah, again, like it should be Gene Yawkey Way. That's all the women. They always make their men look a little bit better. Right? Am I right, guys? Am I right?
Yep, yeah, absolutely. Positively correct.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's going to be official.
It's hard for me to say. Yeah, you are right.
Okay. No timeline on this yet, but we'll keep you posted. However, there was a timeline last night, and the Celtics couldn't get it done.
Oh, it was
forcing
tough.
Game 7.
Yes, Boston fans will get their second Game 7 at the Garden in 3 days.
Wow.
Bucks beat the Celts 97-86 in Game 6 last night in Milwaukee. They stay alive. They continue the trend of the home team winning each game. Jason Tatum led the season with 22 points. Unfortunately, the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, could not be contained for a second straight game. 31 points, 14 rebounds. So two teams meet tomorrow night at the Garden. Game 7, tip time, 8 o'clock. The winner goes on to play Philly in round 2. Meanwhile, Bruins open the second round of the NHL playoffs tomorrow afternoon in Tampa Bay against the Lightning. Puck drops at 3 p.m. You can see it on NBC. And J.D. Martinez last night showed why the Red Sox ponied up $110 million.
So we'll send up J.D. Martinez. He's fly to left and single. Fly ball right field. Bridging back to the wall. And that one gets out. It's a home run. Sailing into the bullpen. J.D. Martinez sucks it out of here. And the Red Sox are out in front here in Toronto.
Yes, they came back from a 3-1 deficit. They held on for a 5-4 win over the Jays. Chris Sale got the win. Tampa Bay in town tonight at Fenway for a weekend set. Drew Pomerantz against Blake Snell. You want to see JD's blast, go to WROR.com. MLB upheld Joe Kelly's 6-game suspension for hitting the Yankees' Tyler Austin. Austin had his suspension reduced from 5 games to 4 games. Doesn't sound right. Oh, the Dean of Discipline, former Yankee manager Joe Torre.
Mm-hmm.
A little fishy to me. Patriots drafted 2 Georgia Bulldogs in the first round, taking offensive tackle Isaiah Wynn at number 23 and running back Sonny Michel at 31. The first pick overall was a stunner. Cleveland taking Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield. And Sunday afternoon at 2 in Talladega, Alabama, it's the NASCAR Monster Energy Series Geico 500.
Yeah, hey, if you're into NASCAR, check out WROR.com/WickedFast. I have a little podcast where we talk NASCAR.
Brian's Bellbuster is coming up next. What are we covering today?
All right, video games today. It's brought to you by Citizens Bank. I called Julie. Her son, Colin, wanted to get her for her birthday, so we called to tell her that her 12-year-old son made a traveling, video game team.
I'm really sorry, but there is no way that I am sending my son to Amsterdam. I know nothing about this. I don't know who you are.
Yeah, it's Wade Watts from the MLGA.
My son is 12 years old.
We'll be having performance-based sponsorships at the end of the tournament. Could make a lot of money doing these video game tournaments.
Okay, now just a second. This is a sponsored organization. My son could make this, so this could like help pay for college eventually. Is that what you're telling me?
Got her attention there.
105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally.
Hello?
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, I heard from Colin, and he actually wants to get his mom for her birthday.
Sweet.
And she thinks he plays too many video games. So we're going to call Julie and tell her that Colin has made a professional video game team.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Looking for Ninja Kill Legend 69?
One more time?
Yes, trying to reach Ninja Kill Legend 69 from Fortnite.
Oh, wait a minute. You're trying to reach Colin.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Colin. That would be Colin, yes. This is Wade Watts from the MLGA.
Can I give him a message or something? He's probably playing video games.
This is Wade Watts from the Major League Gaming Association, and I'm calling to let him know that his application for the traveling Fortnite team has been accepted.
Okay, that's good for Colin. I have no idea what that organization is. This is a video game organization?
Yes, we have our first team meetings coming up. I'm the team leader. We'll be meeting at the Androids Dungeon, and we'll be getting ready for the big Battle Royale Fortnite Con in Amsterdam. We basically just need to cover some of the travel costs.
My son has sent in an application without us knowing about it to go on a trip to Amsterdam.
Yes, based on his amazing kill-death ratio and over 500 hours played on Fortnite, he has really shown us something, and we've accepted his application to be on the team.
Well, how proud am I of that kill-death ratio? I don't even know.
Very proud, yes.
My God. Well, I really had no idea that he had sent in an application involving any sort of travel.
Well, yeah, he's ready to go. All we need to get him over to the Fortnite Con Amsterdam is the $3,500 to cover the flight and hotel. Mm-hmm. And you can pay that out in installments if you want. It's a couple months away, so we have some time.
Oh, I can I? I'm really sorry, but there is no way that I am sending my son to Amsterdam. I know nothing about this. I don't know who you are.
Yeah, it's Wade Watts from the MLGA. And then we get a food stipend every day. He gets a couple of bucks for meals. There's free unlimited Wi-Fi, of course. I mean, And
it's really fun and great, but I'm really sorry, but there's no way that I can allow my son to do that. My son is 12 years old.
Definitely. We'll be having performance-based sponsorships at the end of the tournament. So, we got Monster Energy and involved. He could make a lot of money doing these video game tournaments.
Okay, now just a second. This is a sponsored organization. My son could make this, so this could like help pay for college eventually. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, a lot of these kids, because once you start going to these tournaments, you'll get your GED, and then you don't even need college, really. Once you start playing these games at this level, he's amazing.
My son will not be getting a GED. That's not going to this is really, I am sorry, there's no way I'm going to allow my son to do this. This is crazy.
We've never seen anyone with this, the amount of skill in just 500 hours of playing time. He's really become quite an elite player in Fortnite.
My son's had 500 hours of playing. Well, that explains a lot as far as school work is concerned. I appreciate that. I'm really sorry, but I can't allow this. I'm just floored by this. It's very tempting. Money sounds good. I'm sorry, but thank you for the offer.
All right, we'll let Colin know, but that's a shame to miss out on this opportunity. But also, we wanted to say happy birthday, Julie.
Well, thank you. How do you know it's my birthday?
This is Brian Bell from the Lauren and Wally Show, and this is a Brian Bell Buster.
Oh, tinker. Oh, my God.
Colin, let us know you thought he played too many video games.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you for that. I'm relieved. I'm going to kill that kid.
Thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show on WROR. You can get him back on his birthday, okay?
I expect it. We'll be doing that. Thank you so much.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
You know, there's a lot of pressure on your kids these days. You got kids in high school. You know, Scooter can't just call Petunia
Scooter
anymore.
And Petunia.
And say, hey, Petunia, you want to go to the prom? No. It's the great promposal.
Yeah, this is sweeping the nation. And I'm sure if you're a parent of a teenager who's going to the prom, you've heard of it. The pressure is on. So promposals are basically sort of a proposal to go to the prom. And, you know, usually it involves, like, poster board and somebody doing something a little bit quirky. Like, if you like hockey, it has a hockey theme. If you like math, it has a math theme. But some people, they're taking it to a totally different level. Some of them gets kids in trouble, like the kid who faked his death. Not a good idea. But we have a local girl, Emma West, from Westboro. Her boyfriend promposed to her in a pretty epic way. What happened was he took her to a Red Sox game.
Oh.
And then on the Jumbotron, he asked her to the prom, which is kind of amazing, but also setting the bar really high, and I'm concerned. So we talked to Emma, and this is what she had to say about the whole promposal. Okay, Emma, be honest. On a scale of 1 to 10, what were your bragging rights with this promposal?
I'd say a 9 for the bragging rights. Not necessarily that I bragged about it, but just if people brought it up, I could kind of just sit there like, yeah, mine's better than yours, and I don't know what you're going to do about it. But, I mean, I try not to brag about it.
Okay, how mad are his friends that his promposal was so epic?
So his friends, they probably don't even know or care because it's a complete girl thing. Boys really just feel like they're forced to do it, honestly, so I don't think they're mad at all. But I think the girls that his friends are taking are probably mad.
How come you didn't prompose?
I didn't prompose because it is more of a guy thing. The only case where a girl would prompose to a guy, if it's a junior girl that's taking a guy from another grade or another town, then since it's only her prom, then she has to prompose.
Rules.
But otherwise, the guy usually does it. I'm just happy I don't have to think about what I would do. I feel like that's just so much pressure, and I'm lucky I got a good one.
Okay, Emma. Is it all downhill from here?
Oh, I would hope not. I mean, that was super creative and awesome, but I mean, I understand that's a special moment, and maybe everything can't be as good as that was, but I think he has more tricks up his sleeves for the future.
Wow. That is a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. And speaking of pressure, we have here a senior in high school, Jake Connolly from Canton.
Hey, Jake, how you doing?
Good.
And he is going to the prom, but he hasn't promposed yet. And I see this weighing on him because it's a lot of pressure, correct?
Yes, it's a big deal. You got to come up with something smart. It's got to be... got to be well done.
And so,
your girlfriend actually had, like, her friends are letting you know, hey, what are you going to do?
Oh, yeah.
Big promposal, you
gotta
get, right?
They got to know what the idea is. It's got to be all planned out.
It's like, it literally is like a proposal to wed because they're, like, friends are involved. They usually have to have some sort of camera situation because if it's not on Snapchat, it doesn't exist. And then, you know, there's a whole Instagram page for CHS seniors and juniors who have been promposed to, so they upload it and then everyone can look at their ideas.
It's a competition then.
And it is certainly a competition, right?
Yep.
Yes.
And who do you have anybody who's done the best promposal so far? Or did Emma West win it for the entire state?
I think Emma West might win.
Yeah.
I mean, the Red Sox game, hard to beat that.
Yeah,
how much does it cost to get the thing up on the Jumbotron?
I was just looking into it. It's like $50-$75 depending on the game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it a money thing too? Are people more impressed with money or creativity?
I think creativity.
Creativity?
Yeah, okay.
I think money.
Okay. Some things never change.
Oh, my God. So are you feeling a lot of pressure, though? Or are you just like, yeah, it'll just...
Because she's going to go with you. She's your...
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean,
why don't you ask her right now, live on the air?
I guess, yeah.
How about
it? Wow, Jake, that's really like, once more with feeling. No, are you going to do
I
any...
guess.
I guess. Okay, I like a guy who's really, really into it. Yeah. Okay.
No, there is the pressure there. Come up with something smart. I mean, everyone's doing it, so you gotta top them.
And this is new. Like, how many years has this been going on?
I'd say last 5 years.
Oh, it's
years.
So bad.
Okay.
You kind of like, it's like, it's a trend that you have to endure.
Oh, yeah, it's just
like the way
bigger.
That I had to endure champion sweatshirts and peg pants. We all have our burdens, Jake. We all have our burdens.
Looks like we got out of high school just in time.
Hey, you need any parachute pants for the after party?
Hank's got a pair. Coming up next, we got your 720 Men from Maine right here, 105.7 WROR. Oh, Shai is the name of the song. This is Steve Perry. Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning, this is Lauren and Wally, and it's 7:20. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus has just stepped out of the shower, about to get dressed when he gets clean underwear out of his dresser and notices they're covered with a powdery substance. And we hear...
Say, Effie!
Yes, Ephus?
Why in God's name did you put talcum powder in my underwear?
Oh, for God's sakes, I would never do something like that, Ephus.
Oh, yeah? Well, what is it then?
It's Miracle Grow.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hiya!
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody, stand by because we're about to enter an epic moment right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. I believe this would be the first ever live on the radio promposal.
This is exciting.
It's extremely exciting. And so we'll start off with Jake here. So, Jake, are you a senior, Jake?
Yes, senior kid in high school.
Okay.
Jake and Connolly, going to be a soon-to-be student at UNH.
Okay. So you have your plan all set here?
Mm-hmm.
I think we have...
And her name is?
Amanda.
Oh, Amanda.
Good morning, Amanda.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Thank you. I'm Uncle Warren.
Oh, God.
Okay. And we have Aunt LBF
here. It's LBF.
Okay.
Hello, Amanda. Okay.
Good to talk with you this morning. Okay.
We got Hank over there. We got Brian
here.
Bell over here.
Yeah. So, and everyone listening.
What's the date of the prom in Ken?
Late in May.
Late in May.
27th.
Okay. Where are they going to have the prom?
Granite Links.
Oh, lovely.
Oh,
Granite Links. Very.
Can I go with you?
Yeah.
Nice. That's great.
Okay. So and
he's going to ask Brian.
It's on a Saturday. Is that correct?
No.
Thursday.
Thursday. Okay.
Makes for a long weekend.
Okay. So, Amanda, you doing anything particular on a Thursday late in May, around 7 o'clock or anything like that?
Let me think.
I think we should let Jake take over.
Jake, take the wheel.
You're on.
Would you like to go to the prom with me?
Yes.
Oh! How great would it have been if she just said no? I got plans.
Ah, crushing.
I know. Okay, so now, Jake, do you think you'd like to maybe play a song for her?
Sure.
Which song do you think would be a good song to play?
I think Amanda by Boston.
Oh,
excellent idea, Jake.
Excellent song.
Amanda. Okay.
Is the pressure off now? Do you guys both feel a little better? Were you waiting, Amanda, for Jake to, you know, get around to this or what?
Well, I told him I wanted a proposal, so I was waiting for it, but I knew he was going to do it at some point.
Yeah.
Did you think it would be like this?
No, I did not. He texted me this morning saying he was going to be on the radio, so I plugged in, and then he was like, call it, and I was like, okay, so like, here I am.
Now you can return that poster board to CBS.
Okay, now, Amanda, Jake is going to play this song for you, but we're in radio now. We'll have to wait until after these important messages.
Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, can't waste any time, man. So it's some unbelievable stuff going on.
Yeah, you know what? It's an icon's birthday today. The Golden State Killer, you can't believe how he was caught. But first, Bill Cosby and another anchor accused of groping staff members. Okay, Bill Cosby was convicted of sexual assault yesterday. He was found guilty on 3 counts of drugging and raping a woman in 2004. He faces up to 10 years in prison on each count. He's 80 years old. So basically, Andrea Constant had filed charges against him back in 2004.
That was the mistrial, right? The hung jury thing?
So what happened was... She said she filed charges and then they didn't have enough evidence to pursue the case from Temple University. So she filed a civil suit claiming to have had more than a dozen women who would testify that they were victims, too. So she and Cosby settled in 2006 for $3.4 million. The whole thing pretty much died down until 2014 when comedian Hannibal Buress called Cosby a rapist during a stand-up routine.
Okay,
and from
that,
there, around 60 women came forward. And many of the alleged incidents fell outside the statute of limitations, but the charges that she had filed were filed in 2015. This was actually the second jury to hear the case. The first one was declared a mistrial last year. This time they found him guilty. At one point, Cosby actually started yelling at the prosecutor and calling him swear words, which, whatever. So any people called him on that because he yelled at Eddie Murphy years ago for using swear words.
Stuff,
yes, exactly. So it's really quite a victory. And when you look at the pictures of, there's a picture of the New York magazine of all of Bill Cosby's accusers sitting in chairs on the front cover, like 60
it's
of them.
It's amazing.
And just that it took all this time. And to see the women come out of that courtroom and cry, it actually got to me because, you know, to live all this time and not be believed and to finally be believed and the outpouring of tears that they had, I actually teared up. It was pretty incredible. So anyway, there's that. Tom Brokaw. Oh, my God. I go to bed at night, and then the next thing I know, there's another anchor being accused of trying to molest some of his
Nothing
staff
shocks
members.
Me anymore.
Anyway, this one's a little bit interesting. Linda Vester and another person who worked with Brokaw, accused him of trying to grope them and kiss them. Linda Vester, she was an anchor. She said he groped her in a conference room in 1993, and then in 1994 he came to her hotel room uninvited and tried to force a kiss on her. Another woman who didn't want to be identified said Brokaw put her hands on his chest and invited her to his office to discuss her career, but she says the implication was that they weren't going to talk business. Brokaw denies all the allegations, saying that he did meet with this Linda Vester twice. The meetings were brief, cordial, and appropriate. And despite Linda's allegations, I made no romantic overtures toward her at that time or any other. He's 78. He's been married since 1962. Oh, boy.
Mm.
All right. Mm. So that's what's going on in that. Yeah. And then I can't believe how the Golden State Killer was finally tracked down.
This blew me away.
And this is so interesting to me because this is why I don't ever want... I've never done anything bad. I'm not breaking the law, although my inspection sticker needs to be replaced. I don't want to get fingerprinted or have my DNA done at 23andMe because I fear that people will take that information...
And use it against
and
you.
And use it against me and convict me. And I know this guy's probably guilty. And convict me of a crime that I didn't commit. And this is a legit fear of mine. I'm afraid of being accused of a crime I didn't commit and spending the rest of my life in jail. It's on the list.
Really?
It's on the list.
There's
I'm just saying it is.
Something definitely
and
wrong
so
with you.
Wow. They found the DNA linked to these murders and rapes of the Golden State Killer through a 23andMe sort of DNA ancestry thing.
Ancestry.com or something like that.
That is just like really good news for the world and that this guy has been arrested, but also just legitimizes my general fear.
Well, and also, if you live next to a creepy guy who you think might be a serial killer, just drop him a DNA kit for his birthday.
That's right.
Thinking of you.
This guy was really weird, too. Holy cow.
It was really a lot of anger, obviously a lot of issues. It's an incredible case, and I continue to be fascinated by it. And finally, it's Casey Kasem's 86th birthday. He was a radio legend. He died in 2014. And I just want to play this dedication to a dead dog. It's one of the time when he flips out.
This is one of the all-time great radio
takes. We're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo damn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a damn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a... up-tempo record every time I do a damn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week.
Yeah.
Because God, last damn time, somebody uses fucking brain to not come out of a damn record that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a dog dying.
All right. Okay. Happy
there you
birthday,
go.
Casey.
Okay, thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Will it be the thrill of victory or the agony of defeat? Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to play the excitement and the thrill in the air to meet Lisa Shaver, who is a technical support representative from Boston, Massachusetts, and about to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds. Good morning. How are you this morning, Lisa?
All right, you bring it on.
Whoa. Bring it on. Lisa. Oh, she's sounding rather cocky. Now, Lisa, do you believe that you know a lot of stuff about a lot of different things?
I do.
Sounds like the perfect candidate. I don't know.
She was already asking. She was already asking if there were going
to
be any math questions. So,
okay.
Strong in math, Lisa?
Not really. No.
Okay.
It's all right.
Lisa,
everyone has their special gifts.
Here's the deal. this is going to be a real challenge for you here. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within a 60-second time frame. You'll have 60 seconds to answer all those correctly. If you do, you win $1,000 in cash. At any point during the game, you don't know an answer, immediately say pass, move on. We have time left over. We come back and you try to pick them up. Are you prepared to go?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, go.
In what game would you use a 9-iron?
Golf.
Spell the word aggressive.
Aggressive.
Seattle Grace Hospital is the setting for what TV show?
I don't know. Chicago Hope, I don't know.
Name the four C's of diamond buying.
Carrot, cost, I don't know, pass.
Who played Clarice in The Silence of the Lambs?
Jodie Foster.
Which car company makes the Boxster?
I don't know, Ford. I don't know.
What shoemaker is noted for making shoes with red soles?
Pass.
Who is the leader of North Korea?
Don Xiaoping.
What former NBC anchor was most recently accused of sexual harassment?
Pass.
What is 32 minus 15?
32 minus 15 is 17.
Okay, you got that right, but
time is up. Okay, it's not as easy as it appears to be. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4 correct answers, and then we'll review what we have here. Okay,
okay, so the Grey's Anatomy is where Seattle Grace Hospital is the setting. The four C's of diamond buying, clarity, cut, color, and carrot. Not cost, but that is important. Which car company makes the Boxster? Porsche. Christian Louboutin makes the shoes with the red soles. Kim Jong-un is the leader of North Korea. And Tom Brokaw was the former NBC anchor most recently accused of sexual harassment. Yeah.
You got the math one.
You did get the math. Okay. So look at that. It's a win-win, Nish.
Lisa, we have a consolation prize. We have for you a pair of tickets to see Sticks along with Joan Jett.
That's awesome.
You bet it's going to be an awesome show. Coming up June 27th, see the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now, livenation.com. Hey, thanks for playing the game. Have yourself a fabulous day, and enjoy the sunshine while it lasts, because it's going to rain later in the day. You got it?
Thank you. Okay. Thanks, guys.
You bet.
Good job,
everybody.
Good job.
You think you got what it takes? You can log on to WRR.com. You can have a chance to win a grand in 60 seconds right here.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Morning Show got a real treat for you because Jay Larson is in the studio this morning.
So funny.
Okay, so you've been all over, you've seen him all over TV and all that sort of thing. It's really a cool thing because he grew up in Stoneham. And then he moves to Los Angeles. But he doesn't get, we've already determined, he never got funny until he moved to Los Angeles.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was on Gronk's, the Showtime Unsportsmanlike Comedy with Gronk.
I was indeed.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, welcome to the show. It's great to have you in here this morning, Jay.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Okay. So now we've just learned some interesting things. The first stand-up comic you ever saw was a man named?
Bill Cosby. Have you heard of him? I don't know if you've
heard the name. Okay. So, how old were you when you saw him?
I was 10 when I saw Cosby. And I remember driving home with my mom and my brothers and sisters, and just having, almost like cartoons playing in my head of every joke he told that night. And I was totally blown away.
So, did he, then you start growing up? Was he your idol? You wanted to be,
I don't know if he's my, but Cosby Show and, following Cosby. And then later in life, watching, his first special where he was, so raw and real. And you're like, oh my God, this guy's amazing. And he worked clean.
Yeah.
You know.
Not yesterday.
And then,
not wasn't living clean either.
Talk about the fall from grace, man.
No more jello pudding.
When it happened, I was talking about my mom and I were talking on the phone. She goes, "Hey, you don't think he did any of this, do you?" I go, "No, Ma, I think 50 women have all come together and they're colluding and they're just making this whole thing up."
I know, right?
I feel like so many people are like, it can't be.
People people don't want to believe terrible things about idols, you know? Yeah. They just don't want, or just anybody.
Yeah, or about someone who, like, you know, raised their children.
Exactly.
He raised families all exactly. of everyone's
yes, he
like,
did.
He's got a master's from UMass in parenting
or something. How bad can he be?
Didn't he?
Seriously. We should have suspected something when we already went to UMass.
Oh, my God, stop with UMass.
Zoo, baby. What, did you go there?
I sure did. Did you?
Of course you did.
I spent a weekend there.
Did you?
I mean,
oh,
who
I
has
remember
it?
You. It's coming back to me now.
Okay.
That was you?
So you move out of Boston. You go to L.A. So culture shock and all that sort of thing, I suppose.
You know what? Yeah, I mean, it was different. I just really didn't give myself a chance to not like the place. I'm just like, I'm just going to go, and that's going to be it. And then it's funny because people are like, oh, where are you from? And I just say Boston. They go, oh, you are? I'm like, well, I'm from Stoneham. They go, where's that? And I'll just be like, you ever heard of Nancy Kerrigan?
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, yeah, I hate Nancy Kerrigan.
Oh,
and I go,
God.
Why? And they go, because her crying, why me? Why? And I go, let me tell you something right now. If someone in your office clubbed you across the knee, you'd be like, why me? Why not Jerry, who got drunk at the Christmas party and, like, took a piss on the Toys for Tots, like, gifts? Why me? Get out of here. Crazy.
Well, that's nice of you to stand up for her, too. You know?
She won 2 Olympic medals, and she got robbed of the gold.
She got robbed.
Wow, okay. You're very passionate about figure skating.
I'm passionate about Stoneham, baby.
So, let me guess. You went to Stoneham High, right?
I went to Stoneham High.
Okay, what is Stoneham High? What were you, the Rebels or what?
First of all, I mean, if it wasn't your show, I'd get a little upset with the disrespect to Stoneham.
I'm sorry about that.
Greg Yelp behind the Dairy Dome. Beat the soft serve out of you.
We were the Spartans.
The Spartans.
Yeah.
The mighty Stoneham Spartans.
Do you hate everyone from Linfield? Admit it.
No, everyone from Reading.
Oh.
Reading was our rival, and then, like, my best friend from high school moved to Reading. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? You don't move to Reading. He's like, it's a great school system. We're really happy there.
Okay.
Stoneham has just gone downhill. I'm like, yeah, like, I guess I see.
You're going to love Jay Larson. I mean, and he's over at Laugh Boston. Have you played Laugh Boston before?
I've just done a one-nighter there with my podcast.
What a great spot
club.
It is.
Yeah,
okay, if you have never been to Laugh Boston, you got to go check him out. By the way, you can simply go online, laughboston.com, get tickets. And let me see, you got one show tonight and two shows tomorrow night. Is that
indeed
correct?
Yep.
Okay, so Laugh Boston, and we'll have more with Jay coming up moment. Okay, so we're going to help you make your plans for the weekend. We got your plans all ready for you here because Jay Larson's in town. He's doing a show tonight. He's got one show tonight. He's got two shows tomorrow night over at Laugh Boston. It's in the Seaport. Beautiful place. You're going to love it. Great club. And all you got to do is log on to laughboston.com. The show tonight's 8 o'clock, then tomorrow night it's 8 and 10:15. And Jay, well, one of the real reasons we really like him is because he grew up right here. He's a Stoneham guy. And then he moved to Los Angeles, so we're going to forgive that. And
he had to.
You know what's great is every time I come back here, I forget like how passionate everybody is here. And I remember I was talking to this guy last time here about a golf course, and I go, well, is it any good? And a guy looks at me as if I offended him, and he goes, Ray Bork has a house on 12. Okay? Like, that's going to determine how
that's
good
it.
The course is.
That's
like,
it.
If Danny Ainge had breakfast somewhere, they'd be like, yeah, of course, the best food in the city. Danny Ainge eats here.
Hey.
It's true.
You got kids?
It's true.
I do. I have two. I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Boys, girls, what?
I got a 4-year-old boy and a 2-year-old girl, and I tell people, like, do you have a favorite? And I was like, I don't have a favorite. I just have things I'd rather do with each one. Like, if I was going to go for a picnic in autumn on a blanket, like, sipping hot chocolate while the sun set, I'd want to be with my son.
Really?
And if I was going to rob a bank, I'd want to be with my daughter. Because she'll cut you.
Yeah.
She will cut you.
Really?
She's two. And
night and day, huh?
Oh, my God. She's just like, my son is, like, sweet and sensitive. Like, I'll yell, and he'll go, Dad, shh, listen to your heart. And I'm like,
get out.
Yeah, and my daughter is just like, will be like, hey, can you put your shirt on? She's like, no! No! And I'm like, oh, my God, get over it. Wow. She's just determined.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I read something about you. I would just want to confirm if this is true. You were competitive in pogo stick in high school?
No, that's a fan of my podcast, I think, snuck into my Wikipedia.
Okay, because
the beauty
never
of Wikipedia is, like most things in our world now, you can lie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, yeah, they say that still hasn't been taken down. I love that it's on there.
Because that's a real conversation starter.
It sure is. Pogo sticking? My sister had a pogo stick, and I was never very good at it.
No, it's a very, it's dangerous.
And I was the youngest of the four, so that pogo stick probably had some work on it.
Gonna put your eye out with that thing, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, I have a question, and you had mentioned this about your son wanting a Lego set. I'm not sure that you're like a mean person or not.
I'm not mean, but I don't spoil my kids, and my kids are gonna learn the value of a dollar. So he got this Lego truck, and then it comes with like the instructions, and we put the whole thing together. He puts in every single piece. I don't do it.
You don't?
I sit there and I advise. You're going to learn how to put it together. You put it together.
Yep.
And in the back, there's other things. And there was a fire set, like a fire station. He just kept talking about it for like weeks. He wanted this thing. And I go, here's the deal, dude. You want that? And he goes, yeah. I go, all right, see all of your trains, all your tracks, all your trains. You have to sell those to get the money to buy your Lego set. And he goes, okay, daddy. And I go, all right. I go, we lined them all up on the table. Yep. He helped me take pictures.
Oh,
I posted them, and then we sold them.
So then you got him an account on Craigslist.
He is on Craigslist. You know, he likes yard sales. He flips things. And we bought that Lego set, and you should have seen the joy. He doesn't want to play with anything but that. He put the whole, my friend goes, how long did it take to put together? It's for 6 to 12-year-olds. I go, dude, this is for 6-year-olds. You're going to put every piece in. Day and a half.
No.
Well, no kidding.
He put in every single
piece. And he doesn't want to play with anything else, but that's because you made him sell all his other toys.
Exactly.
Okay. Hey, you're going to love this show. It's 8 o'clock tonight over at Laugh Boston, then two chances tomorrow night, 8 and 10, 15, laughboston.com. Hey, Jay, you got anything? Would you like to sell something while you're here?
I mean, if you have a chance, go to my website, jlarsoncomedy.com. I have a new hour special out called Me Being Me, and I discuss a lot about like being a parent, and then just being a human being who likes to mess with people, because that's kind of what I do. Mm-hmm. And then and it's really great, and you should check it out.
Yeah, and you got a podcast too, right?
Yeah, the Crab Feast podcast at thecrabfeast.com. You can check that out. It comes out every Tuesday.
He's selling some trucks, too. There you go. Little kid trucks.
That's right. Selling all his kids' toys online.
Selling them all after the show.
Hey, Jay, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Jay Larson, everybody. Enjoy it. Enjoy the show this weekend.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.